From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Later on tonight, hostile UFOs, incredible story. Back from Las Vegas where we had our live stage show, went fantastically. I'll tell you all about it later on in the program. Here's what's happening. History about to be made. President Donald Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un came together for a momentous summit Tuesday morning in Singapore that could determine historic peace or raise the specter of a growing nuke threat. With Mr. Trump pledging, though, that working together, we will get it taken care of. As a matter of fact, he just said things are going very, very well. In that meeting that seemed unthinkable just months ago, the leaders met at a Singapore island resort, shaking hands warmly in front of a row of alternating U.S. and North Korean flags. Then they moved inside for their roughly 40-minute one-on-one meeting, joined only by interpreters before including their advisors. For the all-upbeat talk, it remained to be seen if any concrete results of the sit-down would produce. But the president has said things are going very, very well. Charles R. Smith, who has been with us since all this North Korean episodes have begun, is with us now. Charles, this is pretty darn positive, my friend.
Yes, it is. And I think we've been pretty much on target the whole way along. I suspect we probably won't see a lot of results directly out of the first meeting. However, the whole point of the show right now is to get the two main players together and have those talks.
Now, there's no question, Charles, that North Korea is just a ruthless regime. It has done horrendous things with human rights. We know about the atrocities that Kim has done with generals who fall asleep in meetings and things like that, his half-brother. Do you think the president can get through that and get this thing done?
I believe this is one of those situations where you got to. The situation in Asia with nuclear weapons, the ballistic missiles threatening the United States and our allies, we need to take some steps forward and see if we can get this regime to defang itself and move into the civilized world. We've seen this happen before with other regimes, and it just depends on how we want to take those appropriate steps. Libya is a perfect example. It was moving along pretty well until the Obama administration decided to blow the heck out of town. And now, of course, Libya is a complete disaster. So we'll have to see, but it is possible to move dictators out of the let's kill anything regime into a more civilized, let's see if we can cut some deals, give some freedom, get some economic results on the ground for their own people.
Dennis Rodman, former basketball star, who's a friend of Kim's, was very emotional on CNN tonight, crying, as a matter of fact, that he was just so happy that this is getting done. But he took a swipe at President Obama, saying he should have gotten this done a long time ago.
Well, the professional, quote-unquote, Washington insiders have failed to do this for the past two, almost three decades of operations. And they've been essentially the detractors all along as we've watched the events progress in the North Korean peninsula. This is a rather interesting point. Trump took a hard line with North Korea in comparison to many of the former presidents and has gotten concrete results by being able to take that hard line and say, okay, look, we can moderate things, but you're going to have to play the game too.
Let's talk Tuesday night, if we can, Charles, about late developments that may have come out of this meeting. There has been a sharp drop in the price of Bitcoin and other virtual currencies after South Korean cryptocurrency exchange, Coinrail, was hacked over the weekend. A tweet from Coinrail confirming the cyber attack sent the price of bitcoins tumbling 10% to two-month lows. Officials urging people to throw out pre-cut melon sold in major supermarket chains after a salmonella outbreak linked to the food and the fruit sickened 60 people in five states. Those states, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan. They may add Missouri, North Carolina, and Ohio as well. Green Lake, the largest freshwater lake on Hawaii's Big Island, has completely disappeared. Another victim of Kilauea's volcano. Jeez, it just doesn't stop. At least one boater has died after a sinkhole developed in the bed of a North Arkansas river, creating a whirlpool. Donald Wright, 64 years old, saw some boaters ejected from their boats. He went out there in a kayak to try to help them and got sucked in. Humans will absolutely be on Mars in the future, according to NASA scientist Jim Green. He says that the first person to go is likely already living today. What else is going on in the skies? Let's check in with Stephen Cates, Dr. Sky, for his weekly report. Stephen, what do you have for us?
Hi, George. We begin, of course, with Mars once again going on your lead story there. Yes, the Mars Curiosity rover has been doing some incredible research since 2012, but recently, and probably people know this by now, this Curiosity rover has detected so many of these organic compounds, specifically carbon, hydrogen, and sulfur, in these ancient mud dry lakes on Mars. This is amazing. This, of course, leads us to the possibility, that is, of seeing if there's any ancient life on the surface of Mars. But, George, in the live sky, we continue with the great Mars theme. If all listeners look into the southern sky right around 3 a.m. local time, this is the showstopper that will be coming up, George, in many of our reports. The planet Mars is the center of our attention right now, some 49 million miles away now. If you look in the telescope, folks, you're going to see the beautiful southern polar cap on Mars getting brighter each day. And Mars comes closest to us, George, in some 50 days than it has in the last 15 years. It'll be as close as about 35 million miles. If we look at the topography of Mars, we find out that there's been a seasonal change there. The equinox on Mars changed on May the 23rd. In the northern hemisphere, it's autumn. In the southern, spring. And it's an amazing time to take a look at the planet because starting around June the 26th, Mars does something magical. It retrogrades, George, meaning it moves backwards against the stars to the west because the Earth is passing it. This is great. Finally, as we wrap it up, we're coming up on a super black moon. What's that? That's the closest moon of the month when it's new moon. A great time in Dr. Sky's mind to look at some of the amazing stars, skies, planets, galaxies. Always remember to keep your eyes to the skies and email me at drsky, D-R-S-K-Y, at cox.net.
Great. Thanks, Dr. Sky. I'd love your reports. A spit test. That's right. A spit test to detect men at increased risk of prostate cancer has started early trials. Hey, let's hope that works. We've long known that processed sugar is bad for kids, and yet new data presented this week at the American Society for Nutrition's annual meeting show that the American infants are consuming excessive amounts of added sugar in their diets, much more than the amounts currently recommended by the American Heart Association and other medical organizations. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. Let me give you the phone number to get you started to talk to people, not for the show. We'll take calls later. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. People there now to help answer your questions. And the website is criticalhealthnews.com.
Hey, everybody. This is National Talk Show host Clyde Lewis of Ground Zero, and it's my honor to announce that George Norrie has been nominated to the National Radio Hall of Fame. But to be inducted, he needs your vote. And you can vote several times. By text, you can dial 96,000, like a phone number, that's 96000, then text the number 700. If you have numerous phones, you can vote as many times as you want on those phones. That's 96000 and then text 700. Also, you can do it by email as many times as you can with different computers. Just go to www.radiovote.com. Vote now until June 18th, and let's get George Norrie elected to the National Radio Hall of Fame. For full information, also, you can go to coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com. Vote for George Norrie.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Doc Wallach back with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, I'll give you that number. We'll give it to you often. There are people there to help you because I know the information that we give goes by pretty darn fast. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. I had the great opportunity of being at the contact in the desert a week and a half ago in Indian Wells, California, with Doc Wallach. He was there, part of the invited guests, and he was celebrating his birthday as well as me celebrating mine. Doc, that was fun.
George, it was a lot of fun. That was the most fantastic event I've ever been to. I've been going to these kind of events for 45 years. We've gone to the Contact in the Desert Route for 4 or 5 years. This was the best of the best. It was just so great. I cannot thank you enough and give you congratulations. Fabulous job.
I got to tell you, I was in Las Vegas this weekend at my live stage show, packed house, and Doc, afterwards we held a meet and greet. And I have got to tell you, I've been to many, many events that were just general. And this one, you know, we had special guests there and everything. But I had so many people coming up to me, thanking me for you for being on the program, giving the health advice that you've been given over the last couple of years. It was absolutely staggering. I mean, I'm there with three other guests who are on the program with me, and these people are coming up talking about you, and you weren't even there. I mean, it was just fantastic. So thank you for what you do for our listeners.
Well, thank you for the feedback. And, of course, I get the same thing when I come, when I'm lecturing up here. I'm in Canada right now, Vancouver, B.C. I lecture up here, and they say, I heard you on George Norrie's show.
Doc, let's talk about some episodes. I've got a whole slew of emails. We're going to take phone calls in about 15 minutes for you as people are calling right now. So we'll get into all of that. But I had a guest on that was swearing up and down several weeks ago about using coconut oil. And I know you're opposed to oils, so I kind of felt like I was in the middle. So give me your thoughts on that again.
Okay, on the short term, you know, for a few weeks or maybe even a month or a year, bulk oils like coconut oil and olive oil and those sorts of things, and even like salad dressings, are good. But when you look at it, the long-term problems, they oxidize and turn into trans fats, heterocyclamines, acrylamides, and they're the actual cause of plaque in the arteries. I'll tell you a great story about some wild sheep from the Atlas Mountains in North Africa, just north of Morocco. And this gosh goes back to 1970, was working on a big project for the NIH when I did the 20,000 autopsies and 454 species. Two of these autopsies were in two of these sheep that had died 3 days apart. They'd only been in the States for 2 months in the zoos. And I opened them up, and their coronary arteries were 90% packed with plaque.
Oh, my God.
Now, where are these wild sheep from the Atlas Mountains of North Africa getting cholesterol? And so I talked to the keepers. What are you feeding these guys? Well, we have these big barrels of mixed grain. We're feeding them. They love it. We give them hay and these mixed grains. I had the grains analyzed, and they had oxidized. The oil in the wheat germ oil had oxidized and turned into trans fats, heterocyclamines, acrylamides, and caused the plaque in the arteries. I wrote it up. It was published in an international biology journal, and I got to speak all over Europe because of that article. And that was the beginning of the end of the cholesterol theory when it came to plaque in the arteries, because everybody knew that it couldn't be cholesterol. And so it was just such a beautiful, beautiful study. And it's one of those things where oils over a period of time, and I'm talking weeks, will cause damage. And usually plaque in the arteries, and of course it increases your risk of cancer many, many fold.
Well, then look at what the oils look like if you put them in the refrigerator. They begin to harden up. They look like lard in some cases.
Yes, of course, the cool inside the refrigerator slows the oxidation down. On the windowsill or on the checkered tablecloths in a restaurant where the sun beating through the window on them speeds up the oxidation. And I just don't like bulk oils for that reason. But even in capsules, if you don't, and of course, what we do is different. For our essential fatty acids, they're packed in rooms that are 28 degrees below zero in a nitrogen-filled room. You have to go in with a scuba outfit because you can't survive and there's no oxygen in the room, so there's no oxidation. We blow nitrogen through these capsules and through the bottles before we put the essential fatty acids in there. Then we seal them and blow nitrogen through the bottles, seal them, and that protects them. Nobody else does that. We didn't want to kill our people. But they know you need the essential fatty acids. But if you don't take care of those oils, they will kill you.
I want to tell everybody, too, by the way, though, Critical Health News is a sponsor of the program, and we're partners with them when you hear their commercials. Doc Wallach and Company does not pay for appearing on this program in these shows. He does not pay for them at all. He comes on to give you the information that we think is so vital, and the only reason I do it is to help somebody who might be ill or sick. I wanted to say that, Doc, from someone who emailed me who wanted to know how much they pay, how much you pay us to appear on these segments. Not a dime to come on these segments. I do it on my own. I have you on for 2 hours a month, and pharmacist Ben Fuchs for 2 hours a month.
Pharmacist Ben is just fantastic. He does a great job. We're so proud of him.
Absolutely. And I get chastised from some people who say you're not on long enough. So anyways, I got an email from Sue in Buffalo. She says, Doc, what can you help me for on calcification in your blood? Do I have a vitamin K deficiency? Is this reversible? A calcification in the blood.
You're talking about elevation of blood calcium?
Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be.
Yeah. Okay. The normal range of calcium in the blood is like 6 to 10 milligrams per 100 milliliters of blood. And when it gets up to like 15, 25, it's like double what it should be. And doctors will freak out and say, hey, do not consume any dairy. Don't supplement with calcium. Don't even say the word. Stay away from it because you're going to get calcification of your arteries. Absolutely, positively not true. When you have elevated blood calcium like that, George, it's because you have a raging osteoporosis. Your parathyroid glands will pull calcium out of your bones, and the calcium that's elevated in your blood is from your bones, not from your diet. In fact, you need more calcium when you have elevated blood calcium. And when you take in more calcium, you take in vitamin D3, vitamin K2, all the stuff that you need to make it work. And guess what? The blood calcium comes down then because the parathyroid glands are happy. They stop taking calcium out of your bones.
Okay, next email in is from Mark. And he says, Doc, help. I'm 58 years old, 250 pounds, 6'3". I'm on Healthy Body Brain and Healthy Pack. I've been doing it for 4 years. It's great. But I have some clotting in my legs. What am I doing wrong?
Okay, well, deep vein thrombosis are actually caused by a deficiency of the essential fatty acids, the omega-3s. And again, a big guy like that, ideally, 250 pounds, he should be taking 3 of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs a month. And that would allow him to take 3 of the EFA pluses 3 times a day and 3 of the EFAs 3 times a day. That's what I do. I only weigh 150 pounds, and I do that for prevention. And what will happen here is they will actually significantly reduce the risk of blood clots. And then we have what we call the ultimate niacin plus you can add to that. A big guy like him, I'd have him take two of the niacin pluses 3 times a day. It'll be 3 bottles a month. And not only do they dilate blood vessels to get blood flowing through blocked arteries, but also the plus part, George, is what we call natokinase. It's an enzyme that dissolves blood clots. And, of course, sometimes you get the blood clots in the veins in your legs, deep vein thrombosis. You can have the blood clots in your lungs. You get pulmonary embolism, which can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get blood clots in your brain, get a thrombotic stroke. You get blood clots in your coronary arteries, coronary artery disease. And this all happens because of an omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiency. So you got to do both. You take the proper supplements according to body weight, and in this case, the omega-3s. And then, of course, you need to take something like our Ultimate Niacin Plus with a natokinase I do it just for prevention because I fly so much. And you're circulating with this natokinase enzyme, and it dissolves any new blood clot.
If you get a pulmonary embolism, how serious is that?
Well, it can be life-threatening. It can certainly kill you. And depending on how big the blood clot is and where it's located, if it's a small one, it can cause some aggravation and coughing, and they'll do a MRI or CAT scan. They can actually see it. You get some edema in that area. But if it's a big one and a whole lobe of the lung is involved, then you're in really deep trouble and you could die.
All right, stay with us, Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to, criticalhealthnews.com, a number to call where there are people there who will help you and help you well. 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 1-855-949-RADIO. We will be back in a moment with Doc Wallach. We will take your phone calls for the next hour and a half, giving you information that I trust you can use, and it will help you or a family member. Well, we're just back from Las Vegas. Our live stage show at the Silverton Casino sold out. That was fun. We had a great time, and we had a long meet and greet after the event, and everybody there just enjoyed themselves. And I am sure we will go back to Vegas. Lex has a few pictures posted on our Instagram at coasttocoastam.com. Go take a look at that. Our next event, of course, is going to be in Vancouver, British Columbia, June 30th. I'm looking forward to that. The Architects of the New Paradigm Conference. You can get full information by going to our website, click events at the top of the homepage, and this event will open up. This is coming up really fast in Vancouver, British Columbia. I've dusted off my passport, and I'm ready to go out there. And, of course, our next stage event, too, will be August 25th in Asheville, North Carolina. You can pick out your own tickets by going to dwtheater.com, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, dwtheater.com, or, again, events at coasttocoastam.com. Saturday, August 25th, Asheville, North Carolina. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com with us, and go to that website often. They've got a new server in there that can take a huge load, criticalhealthnews.com, or a toll-free number to call people for help, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We will take your calls this half hour and next hour as well. Doc, so many emails keep rolling in. This one I want to read to you. George, my name is Patrick, 44 years old. I'm homeless. Now, he's got a condition, Doc, I've never heard of before. It's called pyoderma gangrenosum. Ever hear of that?
Pyoderma?
Pyoderma gangrenosum. Never heard of it. He says he's cut out.
Angio. Is it angio or angry?
Maybe he spelled it wrong. He said he's cut out gluten, but he still has open ulcers on his legs. Maybe that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in a wheelchair.
Sure.
Both legs are contracted in a sitting position. So what can he do?
Okay, so it affects also the how the legs are positioned as well as the skin. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And this could be a vascular thing. It could also be related to what we used to call impetigo when I was a kid, where you have ulcers and blisters and so forth on the skin. It could be on your trunk or under your arms, on your neck or your legs. And, of course, it's kind of a manifestation of gluten intolerance, one of the many manifestations of gluten intolerance, is because it creates a deficiency of several nutrients, which then results in this. It's almost like plague or pellagra, which is a vitamin deficiency. And so what I like to do, let's just say for 100 pounds of body weight, they would need the big hammer in the toolbox, the one healthy brain and heart pack for 100 pounds of body weight. And I would also throw in the ultimate niacin plus. I just love that for these kind of skin problems and vascular problems. And a guy like that, per 100 pounds of body weight, he could take two of those ultimate niacin plus twice a day. That'll be two bottles a month, because they only come in small bottles of 60. And it's one of those things where I would have to see it or make sure that he's got the name right, but that's what I would go with.
And I've got to get my GoFundMe campaign going for these products, Doc, because, I mean, this guy's homeless. He probably can't afford to buy anything, even at a steep discount. So we got to get
this not-for-profit. They
going.
Actually have, you know, the Men's Fellowship and the Women's Sisterhood, and they raise money for the homeless and people who can't afford these things. And so there are ways to do it.
Let's go to the phones, give people some help and recommendations. Tom in Massachusetts, east of the Rockies, to get us started. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Good morning. Hello, George. Hello, doctor.
Good.
I have a mole that doesn't look right.
Uh-oh.
I was wondering if there's anything I could do for that before I go with the traditional method.
Well, he's got a mole, Doc, that he's a little concerned about, but should he not go to his dermatologist ASAP? What do you think?
Well, I would think he needs to go to the dermatologist and find out exactly what it is. A mole is benign. It's a non-cancerous thing. There's also certain types of skin cancer that don't go anywhere. They're cancerous, but they just kind of grow locally. They don't go through the bloodstream and don't metastasize other locations. And so I would have a dermatologist look at it.
And then he could have a bad melanoma, Doc. What do you think?
That's possible, and that's why I say he needs to have somebody, you know, professional look at it, tell us what it is, and then, of course, get the advice from that professional. In the meantime, it never hurts to support your immune system when you have these sorts of things. And, again, get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, and then the glutens, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And then take the 90 essential nutrients, which support the immune system, and it could be the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, because it has all 90 essential nutrients, plus a few of the secret sauces that really support the immune system.
And what exactly is a mole, anyways, Doc?
Okay, a mole is usually pigmented. It's usually a brown or dark brown, almost black, and it's caused by the melanoma-producing cells. And melanin is the skin pigment that turns brown. Same thing, the hair turns brown. And it's just a local growth. It's not caused by a virus or anything like that. It's just a couple of cells run amok. They're not cancerous, but they produce mole. Babies are born with them. You can have a place in your body you never had them before, and you wake up one morning, you have a mole. And again, it's a non-cancerous thing. And the basal cell carcinomas tend to be red, and they only grow locally. They're malignant, but they only grow locally. I've seen them actually eat a person's whole face off, but they don't metastasize to the bloodstream to other locations. And like you say, a melanoma can be a malignant thing, and it can be very, very dangerous.
Sure thing. Okay, Tom, so get to your dermatologist, as Doc said. Find out what it is. And then we can go from there. That's the most important thing. Another email in from a person who says, contemplating my fifth shoulder surgery, third spinal surgery. I grow bone spurs, which tear up joints and muscles, piercing my spinal column. How can I stop them, Doc? I'm a 59-year-old female. I'm 5'4", 155 pounds.
Okay, George, it's kind of interesting. When you have bone spurs, you actually have a raging osteoporosis. And bone spurs always occur. They always occur where a tendon or ligament hooks into the bone. And as the muscles pull that bone, because the bones are soft now because of osteoporosis, they'll pull the spur out of the bone. And so what you need to do is get this individual per 100 pounds of body weight, one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, okay, gives it 90 essential nutrients. Then you throw in an extra bottle of Osteo to make sure there's 2 ounces of the Osteo per 100 pounds of body weight.
Now, that comes in liquid or capsules, right? The Osteo?
Either way, capsules or liquid, either way will work. We have both. Depends on, you know, if they want to put it in a smoothie, it's easier with the liquid. I'm on the road a lot, so I can't take a lot of liquid weight, so I take the capsules with me. And then the vitamin D3 is necessary to absorb the calcium from the digestive tract and then to lay it down in the bones. So vitamin D3 capsules, I'd take 3 of those twice a day for 100 pounds of body weight. And then also the MSM, which does the same thing from a little different direction. It's from our Free Life Division. 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body. It's only one bottle. It's this big bottle, 180 count. And it's one of those things where miracles happen. It's amazing. You give your skeletal system, your musculoskeletal system, the 90 essential nutrients with a little bit of leaning towards the things that are necessary for bone health. And the bone spurs just clamps right back into the bone. It's just a miracle without surgery. Do not get surgery for bone spurs.
Okay. Next up, we go to Thomas in La Jolla, California. Thomas, go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir, for taking my call.
Sure thing.
And Joel Wallach, you're doing magnificent work. I'm on the longevity program, very pleased. I have a relative who experienced a very severe industrial mercury poisoning, specifically methyl mercury, and
okay.
I advised her to get on the 90 essential nutrients. But is there anything else that she could do to help detoxify mercury from her body?
Okay, you know how much she weighs?
She 110.
Okay, so a small lady. Now, the first thing I would do is have her get a hold of the book Rare Earths Forbidden Cures. In Chapter 11, it tells you how to collect hair, how to package it, where to send it, and then 2 weeks' time, you get the level of mercury in your body. And so she doesn't have to go to the doctor to keep contact with, or to keep an eye on how much mercury is left in her body, right? And so this, I recommend that when somebody gets an overload of mercury. But in addition to the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight, in her case it'd be one because she only weighs 110, get an extra bottle of selenium, our ultimate selenium. And so she'll be taking six of those a day. Everything else divided in half, half at breakfast, half at dinner time. And selenium is your best friend when it comes to mercury poisoning. It actually displaces mercury out of your body. And so it's one of those things where, again, you can monitor the mercury level in your body through a regular hair analysis. Again, the book Rare Earths and Cures. Everybody should have a hair analysis once a year. And that's for these sorts of things, as well as deficiencies result in really dangerous, aggressive behavior.
Okay, I hope that helps you, Tom. There's another email in, Doc. They keep rolling in. The gentleman is 57, 5'10", 183, so not too overweight at all. But he has, and this is right down your alley, limb girdle muscular dystrophy.
Okay. Well, limb girdle muscular dystrophy, of course, is a deficiency of a single nutrient. And oftentimes these folks will have a gluten intolerance, and so their efficiency of absorption is way down. So again, you cannot out-supplement a bad diet. So it's imperative that this guy gets rid of the bad stuff in his diet. No fried foods, no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, no oils, no olive oil, no coconut oil, no margarines, no mayonnaise, no sourdough, some cookie oil, and no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats, and that's in all its forms, whether it's beer or scotch or bourbon or rye whiskey or bread or mac and cheese, all and dry dog food. The first four ingredients could be grain, so you have to get rid of that. And then, in addition to getting rid of all the bad stuff, one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack for 100 pounds of body weight, and then this guy weighed, what do you weigh, 183?
Yep.
Okay, so I'd have him take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, and then I'd get him an extra bottle of the selenium so he could take nine a day, because he's going to get to take three a day from each of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs so that's in there. But I would also get an extra bottle so he could take three times a day. It'd be nine a day, and it's amazing how rapidly there's a – I would throw in the MSM also. One large bottle of MSM, so you could take three of those twice a day, and it'll be just great.
We're with Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com, and again, the number to call for people who are there to assist you, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc, in my case, I take multiple vitamin, I take Tangy Tangerine, I take the supplements separately, zinc, selenium, and all that. But in the multiples, you can't overdo it, right?
Well, it's one of those things where, you know, it's a cost thing. Most people are, you know, if they want to commit suicide, they can do it much cheaper with a 22 bullet to the head. It's very expensive to try and kill yourself with supplements. You just, you know, it's very, oh, you got to take 40 bottles an hour. It's you can't, not going to do it. It's just inconvenient.
Well, I guess, you know, when you take a multiple, sometimes it says like zinc 30% of the daily recommended dosage. But if you mm-hmm. take it in a separate or in like Tangy Tangerine, you get a bigger boost, don't you?
That is correct. And of course, again, when they're talking about minimum daily requirements, this is all a calculation. We've really never, done actual taking 1,000 people. And, you know, doing all the biochemistry and blood tests on natural foods and on supplements and so forth, that was never done. It was all done by calculation. And so minimum daily requirements are very, 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 what should I say, loose. And so if it's, you know, if something is 10 milligrams a day, minimum daily requirement, I might go with 50 milligrams.
We're going to take calls next hour, of course, with Doc Wallach. Let's take a few more with the time we have. Perry, our buddy in Santa Barbara, California, is with us. Hi, Perry.
Yes, hello. Thank you, gentlemen, both.
Sure thing.
All you do for us down here, really. I really appreciate it. You're so welcome, doctor. Last December, I had spinal stenosis up in my upper neck, and then I had, you know, the screws put in there and everything. Well, I have to see my neurologist, my doctor, the neurosurgeon again. basically what has happened is I'm still in pain, you know, basically all over my body, you know, my fingers, my joints, and everything, and my hip is absolutely killing me. And I'm just wondering, Doc, what can be done to kind of leave.
How much do you weigh again?
I weigh, let's see, when I had surgery, let's see.
No, now, just approximately what do you weigh?
Right now, about 185 pounds. I'm 5'10".
Okay. Now, when you had this spinal stenosis, did you have any rapid heartbeat or palpitation of heart, any AFib, atrial fibrillation?
Just a slight version of it.
I know where you're headed with that one, Doc.
Yeah, because what happens is doctors would treat you for the heart thing, but actually it's due to spinal stenosis, a degenerative disc disease, resulting in a crushing or pinching of the spinal nerves that control the rate and rhythm of the heart. So
that's right.
It's kind of a peripheral neuropathy like sciatica, just to the heart rather than the legs. So your body weighed 180-something. Get rid of all the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils or glutens. Get on 2 healthy branded heart packs per month. Get the vitamin D3. I'd take 3 of those 3 times a day because of the problem. Once everything goes away, then you can cut it down to 3 twice a day. But I'd go to 3 times a day, so 3 bottles a month of the vitamin D3 capsules. I'd also get the MSM, take 9 of those a day, 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. So it'll be 2 bottles a month of the MSM. The glucogel, if you're going to take the capsules, I would get 3 bottles a month of the glucogel, so you can take 20 a day. 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner, 5 at bedtime. If you're going to take the liquids, I would take 3 ounces a day, ounce of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, would be 3 quarts a month. And spinal stenosis is kind of something very close to bone spurs. It's just where the bone begins, the tunnel that goes through the vertebrae gets smaller and smaller.
It shrivels up, right?
Yeah, and puts the pressure on the spinal cord and the spinal nerves, because just the hole they're going through gets smaller and it puts a pinch on them. But that'll go away. The bones will re-architecture. They want to be normal, and you give them the right raw materials, and the bones will re-architecture into the normal shape and size and opens up that tunnel and takes the pressure off the spinal cord.
How come with some families, Doc, if they have longevity, they live into their 90s, it's pretty standard with the brothers and sisters. There's got to be something into the genetics about that?
Actually, it's not genetic. That's a very good question, though, George. It's called epigenetics. And this could be generation. Yeah, we've got 5 generations of people who live in their 90s. Well, these are people who are staying away from the bad stuff just because of their lifestyle and eating habits and how they cook, avoiding oils, avoiding burnt foods, staying away from bad stuff and excessive sugar. And by dumb luck, they live in a place where there's lots of minerals in the soil where their food is grown. And nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket on the crust of the earth. You know, there's places on earth where they're called blue zones, where the National Geographic says these are the longest of people on earth. And just by dumb luck, they have a lot of minerals in the soil there. And most of them, except in the top 20, with the exception of one, the top 19 out of the top 20 are third world cultures, and they're still putting wood ashes into their gardens, which are plant minerals as opposed to agricultural ashes. And the plants suck up these minerals, and then people eat those plants, the corn and the potatoes and the onions and tomatoes and carrots and beets and so forth and squash, and they get their minerals in that fashion, and they live longer because they're getting those nutrients, which makes the genes, DNA, RNA, and telomeres happy.
That makes a big difference, Doc. We're going to come back and take more phone calls next hour with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call for help is 1-855-949-7234.